Yeah, if people travel that route, you know, probably, you know, heading from Austin into Rochester, you know, on I-90, they'll see some lane restrictions. Things will be trimmed down to a single lane. They're going to be repaving the eastbound lanes, about 8.6 miles of eastbound. So it starts around Maurer County Road 1 and then works east to just before Highway 63, that interchange at Stewartville. So we'll be resurfacing the road, but also then they're going to be doing some work on about four bridges there with some bridge panel approaching, some bridge piers. So that's why they've got to restrict, you know, cut down a lane while they're doing some of that work. They'll also be resurfacing some of the bridge ramps, like at Olmsted County 6, which is the last ramp before you get to Highway 63. So folks that use that, they'll be able to exit, but if they want to get back on the eastbound I-90, they will have a detour that takes them into Stewartville and then up to Highway 63 to that intersection. So it's not too bad, but a little bit different. And then later they'll be surfacing that off-ramp of eastbound I-90 to go to southbound 63. So there'll be a short-term detour there. And then if they do stop at the High Forest Rest Area, and that's the eastbound rest area, that'll be closing in June. They're going to be resurfacing the parking area, you know, do some ramp work for some pedestrian and facility accessibility. So some of those things to keep in mind.